By this time, Jim was gone for the raft. I was just a violin with curiosity, and I says to myself, Tom Sawyer wouldn't back out now, so I won't either. I'm a-going to see what's going on here. So I dropped on my hands and knees in the little passage and crept aft in the dark till there warn't but about one stateroom betwixt me and the cross hall of the Texas. Then, in there, I see a man stretched on the floor and tied hand and foot, and two men standing over him, and one of them had a dim lantern in his hand, and the other one had a pistol. This one kept pointing the pistol at the man's head on the floor and saying, I'd like to, and I order to, a mean skunk. The man on the floor would shrivel up and say, Oh, please don't, Bill. I ain't ever going to tell. And every time he said that, the man with the lantern would laugh and say, Indeed you ain't. You never said no truer thing than that, you betcha. And once he said, Hear him beg, and yet if we hadn't got the best of him and tied him, he'd have killed us both. And what for? Just for nothing. Just because we stood on our rights. That's what for. But I lay you ain't a-going to threaten nobody any more, Jim Turner. Put up that pistol, Bill. Bill says, I don't want to, Jake Packard. I'm for killing him. And didn't he kill old Hatfield just the same way, and don't he deserve it? But I don't want him killed. I've got my reasons for it.
Bless your heart for them words, Jake Packard. I'll never forget you long's I live,
says the man on the floor, sort of blubberin'. Packard didn't take no notice of that, but hung up his lantern on a nail and started towards where I was, there in the dark, and motioned Bill to come. I crawfished as fast as I could, about 2 yards, but the boat slanted so that I couldn't make very good time. So to keep from getting run over and catched, I crawled into a stateroom on the upper side. The man come a-pawing along in the dark, and when Packard got to my stateroom, he says, Here, come in here. And in he come, and Bill after him. But before they got in, I was in the upper berth, cornered, and sorry I come. Then they stood there, with their hands on the ledge of the berth, and talked. I couldn't see them, but I could tell where they was, by the whiskey they'd been having. I was glad I didn't drink whiskey, but it wouldn't made much difference anyway, because most of the time they couldn't have treed me, because I didn't breathe. I was too scared. And besides, a body couldn't breathe and hear such talk. They talked low and earnest. Bill wanted to kill Turner. He says,
He said he'll tell, and he will. If we was to give both our shares to him now, it wouldn't make no difference after the row, the way we've served him. Sure's you're born, he'll turn state's evidence. Now you hear me. I'm for putting him out of his troubles.
So am I, says Packard, very quiet.
Blame it, I'd sort of begun to think you wasn't. Well, then that's all right. Let's go and do it.
Hold on a minute. I ain't had my say yet. You listen to me. Shooting's good, but there's quieter ways if the thing's got to be done. But what I say is this. It ain't good sense to go courting around after a halter if you can get at what you're up to in some way that's just as good and at the same time don't bring you into no risks. Ain't that so?
You bet it is, but how are you going to manage it this time?
Well, my idea is this. We'll rustle around and gather up whatever pickings we've overlooked in the staterooms and shove for shore and hide the truck. Then we'll wait. Now, I say it ain't a-going to be more than 2 hours before this wrack breaks up and washes off down the river. See? He'll be drowned and won't have nobody to blame for it but his own self. I reckon that's a considerable sight better than killing of him. I'm unfavorable to killing a man as long as he can get around it. It ain't good sense. It ain't good morals. Ain't I right?
Yes, I reckon you are. But suppose she don't break up and wash off?
Well, we can wait the 2 hours anyway and see, can't we?
All right, then. Come along.
So they started, and I lit out all in a cold sweat and scrambled forward. It was dark as pitch there, but I said in a kind of a coarse whisper, Jim! And he answered up right at my elbow with sort of a moan. And I says,
Quick, Jim, it ain't no time for fooling around and moaning. There's a gang of murderers in yonder, and if we don't hunt up their boat and set her drifting down the river so these fellas can't get away from the wreck, there's one of them going to be in a bad fix. But if we find their boat, we can put all of them in a bad fix, for the sheriff will get them. Quick, hurry, I'll hunt the labboard side, you hunt the stabboard. You start at the raft and...
Oh, my lordy lord, raft?
They ain't no raft no more. She done broke loose and gone. And here we is.